All right. It's another day, another drama out of Rio de Janeiro, and thank God we've got Steve Kastenbaum, our man there. Where do we start? Do we want to talk about the actual Olympics and how great the Americans are doing, Steve, or do we want to talk about Ryan Lochte?
You know, it's so disappointing that, you know, we aren't talking more about the Olympians because of this Ryan Lochte story.
Let's do that. Let's talk about the Olympians first.
You're the first person to do this this morning.
We've been talking about the other a lot this morning.
So let's start with our own. You know, Maryland. It's ridiculous how great Maryland is doing. Helen Morales, I believe, is how you pronounce her name, out of Rockville, Maryland. Not only did she win a gold, but she won a gold in an historic way on behalf of America and Marylanders. Wrestling, women's wrestling, that's a phenomenal achievement.
It really is. It's something that we don't see often for the United States. It's often a sport dominated by Europeans, Eastern Europeans, and other countries, and not one that we have historically dominated in. I guess we have to let some other countries win
some things sometimes.
Yeah.
Fencing, exactly.
But last night was the big deal for me because I finally got to see Usain Bolt run in person.
Yeah.
I went to the Olympic Stadium last night, which was packed. By the way, it's gigantic. I mean, I've been to football stadiums, but it's really interesting to go to a very big soccer stadium here and see a palace for soccer. But the place was packed. Everybody was on their feet. A hush overtakes the crowd as the runners are taking their positions, and then that starting pistol goes off. You can hear it echo throughout the stadium, and everybody starts cheering. And it's over in a matter of 20 seconds or so. In this case, the 200 meter, and he won easily. I mean, no one was close. He made it look so easy, like he wasn't putting any effort into it. And now he is just one race away from winning a historic triple-triple, which is three gold medals in the same three races in three consecutive Olympics. No one has ever done this. The man is the fastest human alive on Earth, and we have every anticipation, we have every expectation that the Jamaican relay team will get the job done with him on Saturday in the 4x100.
Wow.
All right, so a triple-triple. All right, so I want to talk about the women's 400-meter relay race. I mean, there was a very interesting development there. Tell the story.
You know, actually, I have to be honest, because I was so busy covering Ryan Lochte, I haven't had a chance to get caught up on this. And I understand that there was a disqualification, and then they were allowed to come back and allowed to rerun the race, but I'm not sure of all the details, so you might be able to fill me in more, because Ryan Lochte, unfortunately, has literally ruined my plans for coverage of the Olympics, and I haven't been able to cover everything that I wanted to cover.
The U.S. women, they ended up dropping their baton because they got into a sort of a clippy conflict with the Brazilian relay team, and they protested, and they won the protest. These Brazilian athletes,
you gotta watch them.
So they got to do the do-over, but it was just them. They were running against the clock since it was a qualification race, and they had qualified.
They did qualify. All right.
I was going to say, in the preliminary events here, we've seen a few things like that happen with other countries too. So it's when it's not a final medal round, that sometimes happens.
Well, since we have now covered officially the events, let's go ahead and talk about this whole thing with the swimmers. I understand this is very interesting. Jimmy Fagan is going to be is going to get his passport back, and he's paying a $10,800 not a fine, it's a donation.
Right.
What's that all about?
You know, I don't know why they're calling it a donation. Obviously, it's a fine. I mean, I don't get that part. But I'm not sure what's happening with Jack Conger, who comes from your area, and Gunnar Bentz.
Yeah, they just landed in Miami, apparently.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. So they did let them go. Great. I wasn't clear overnight because I went from covering this nonstop to literally jumping on the last shuttle bus that could get me to Usain Bolt in time. By now, you've all seen the video, right? And it's security camera video. By the way, have we ever seen such really good, clear, crystal clear security camera videos before?
This service station was well equipped. It was like like Wolf Blitzer's situation room there with all of the cameras and screens.
Apparently, because of the history of crime here, that's pretty much standard practice. There are lots of security cameras all over the place. Maybe American athletes should have been aware of that before they did something like this. But you see that the men obviously get into a confrontation with the gas station attendants after they apparently vandalized a bathroom, according to police, broke in a door, and a mirror and a soap dish were damaged. And then they come back out. They're so drunk, they go to the wrong taxi. And then they finally find their taxi, but some armed security guards try to prevent them from leaving as the gas station attendants are telling them, listen, we called the police, you can't go. And then they, over the course of several minutes, there's some back and forth. You could see Lochte gets agitated and eventually pays for the damage, and they take off before the police get there. Bottom line is the police said definitively there was no armed robbery. There was no violence committed towards any of the swimmers. And one of the swimmers confessed that the robbery story was a fabrication.
Right.
So, you know, Brazilians feel vindicated, but they're waiting for an apology from Lochte. The USOC apologized on behalf of the swimmers and said this conduct is completely unacceptable. This behavior is not representative of the rest of the team nor the United States. And they essentially said it was shameful and put in doubt whether any of these swimmers would be allowed to compete in the future.
Oh, geez. Well, let's hope that calms down. Steve Kastenbaum, has this sort of dominated the media coverage in Rio the way it is dominated here in America? And are the athletes obsessed with this story?
Well, let me put it, the athletes definitely aren't. They're concentrating on what they have to do in these last couple of days as we have medal rounds coming up in many sports. As far as the media goes, there has never been a gas station in history that has been visited by more TV cameras than this gas station.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we'll have to leave it there, but it is Friday, and we really appreciate you checking in with us during the Olympic Games. Enjoy your final weekend there in Rio and the closing ceremonies.
Thank you very much, and I'm back to the States on Monday and looking forward to it. And this was a fantastic. I'm glad I had the opportunity to report for you.
Thanks for helping us out.
We're a little jealous.